interesting fact before we continue our conversation. Your business is missing an opportunity to be heard by a highly engaged audience.
Did you know podcasting is the most innovative way to advertise your business? And with us at the Bimbo Podcast, we can help you reach a local audience with a cost-effective, tailored advertising solution.
Interested? Email us at either Anthony or Jared at bimbopod.com or find us on Facebook.
That's everything. Yeah. Do you know what? See this one? This is the furthest one back, but it's the one I see whenever I went back and I was looking up all the stuff. The vivid memories I have of this. It's amazing how your mind stores stuff and you forget about it till something triggers it and you can just recall it.
It's the imperative years, your childhood, thinking that.
You know, it really is.
Remember stuff from 15, 20 years ago. There is to remember stuff from 2 years ago.
Frightening.
Right, but it's all new then, you see.
Mm.
Standard, your man. This one is the same as what's going to be my number three, but go ahead.
Go your number four.
My number four, I don't know if you mentioned it, I think you might have, was King and Kale. Yeah, I mean, who loves orange soda?
I put this green in the tuna.
Put this crew. One of the.
I want to ride in the limo. I want to ride in the limo. Do you remember that?
What was it?
I want to ride in the limo. Kale. I want to ride in the limo. I want to ride in the limo.
It only ran for like four seasons, which is mind blowing, and it ran from 1996 to 2000. But when you think back, do you remember like the one where the rat went in, or the mouse or whatever the fuck it was, went into his mask and stuff? And,
see that wee setup in that shot? It was so simple, but it got so much out of it, didn't it?
Really, really good. I mean, they made so much from it. Even after that, all they did was change the shop to a burger shop and became Good Burger and all, you know. And then,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, and Cain and Kel actually fell out. Somebody was at my door there, something got posted through. I think Cain and Kel actually fell out towards the end of the show, and so much so that they only started talking about a year ago.
Was that about like one of the reunion things?
I think it was on like Saturday Night Live or something. After a reunion, but the fellow that played Kel, he went into like the depths of despair and depression a lot after. Like he had a really bad life for a while there. Like.
Remember, this is actually my number three show, right? So whenever I was looking it up, in 2006, remember the rumor went about, started on MySpace, that Kel had died?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I didn't have MySpace, not gonna lie.
But you don't remember when you were younger, that rumor going about?
Vaguely, yes, but...
And then I remember people said he joined a gang and all, and he was killing people, and he went into a coma, and he'd come out of the coma like months later, and he's a different person and all. Do you remember how they used to end the show?
They used to come out because it was like, as if it was they were speaking to the audience and they were joking.
Yeah.
Was that because they were stand-up comics to begin with? Was it?
Well, they used to do like a sketch show, all that, which was like a kid's version of Saturday Night Live. But Keenan used to say that they were going to do something. He used to go, "Get me this, get me that," and then Kel used to go,
"Keenan! Tiddlywink! Tiddlywink and Keenan! That's tomorrow! Why are we going on the roof with some hard-boiled eggs and a chainsaw? Keenan! Eggs make me burp! See, I'm thinking about it! Stop, Keenan! Keenan! Come on, come back!
Oh, there it goes. Great.
The runner-up.
Actually, is the spawn from that show? Like, I mean, who loves Ryan Soda? The Welcome to Good Burger, Home of the Good Burger, Can I Take Your Order? Then they made the film Good Burger as well. It was funny. Stupid, funny, slapstick comedy, funny.
Yeah. And what else? I remember the episode with the cure to cold.
The cure what, sorry?
The common cold.
Was it with a drink or something?
To put like everything into it, put like chicken and all that smart stuff into it. Maybe you can remember the recipe.
What was that thought? Keep talking that.
And then there was an upsetting episode by, I think it was the end of season 2, Bye Bye Kenan, where he was going, I think his daddy got a job or something, and he was meant to move away, and they actually had to do it in 2 parts, and I think Kel tried to sneak away with him, because he was so sad, and it ended up, obviously there's a third series, he ended up not moving away, but he was quite upset by all that. Chris, remember Chris the shopkeeper? He always used to talk about mother, mother this, mother that.
You know what?
Do you remember?
I do, mate. And you know what? That's what was very prevalent in, in shows in the 90s was if it was a primarily black show, I mean, what I mean is like black actor and even like another show that we'll probably talk about, Fresh Prince, you know. When it's a black actor, the white person was always made to be geeky or were always made to be, you know, on the show.
Do you know that Kenan and Kel were the first 2 black stars in Nickelodeon?
Were they before Sister Sister, were they?
Must have been. But I think they were probably had more ratings.
Right.
So,
you know what, it was a great show, so they probably deserve it.
Yeah. Season 1 had 14 episodes, season 2 had 13, season 3 had 22 episodes, and season 4 had 16 episodes.
That must have been when they hit the peak of their popularity, must have been season 3, there's demand.
You know what, I see from watching this, bar my number 1, They all sort of fluctuate. You can see, obviously, where they were doing well, and then, you know, they start getting more demand.
Yeah.
With them. Anything else want to add on Kenan and Kel?
What did you cover there?
Coolio doing their entrance song.
What?
Coolio done their entrance song.
See, so he did. He was in the video. He was in the start of the video as well. Do you remember what the tune sounded like? I mean, I know it'll probably be playing somewhere around here, but...
It's all boys and all girls, time for Kenan and Kel.
All boys and all girls, time for Kenan and Kel. Yeah, that's the way
it was. Does it start with the All Here Goes?
Darn.
It does?
Does it? You know what? Let's lose our copyright and any sort of monetary gain this podcast show has.
It starts off like, oh, here goes, and then the beat hits.
Let's find out for real.
Class theme tunes
were important.
Very. And I think my number 4, the theme tune, was very like an iconic part of the thing.
What's your number four?
Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning, and is that what it was?
Yeah. So.
In YouTube, don't you? Works.
Why does it have to be YouTube Premium? Right, anyway. Saved by the Bell. Do you know this originally started as... What a... Good Morning, Miss Bliss. 87 and 88, right? They tried to make it, and they had Zack and Screech. You had those three characters.
Well,
they tried to get, like, I think it was like somebody, a black character, but they couldn't cast it. So they opened the casting up because they wanted to rebrand it in 88.
Right? Remember that?
And 89. So they opened it up and they got a Latino, which turned out to be Mario Lopez. And.
We'll just call him by his real name, AC Slater.
then they just recast it all. And then they took Miss Bliss out and then they replaced him with Mr. Belding. But this ran from 89 to 93.
Four seasons and. We'll just not talk about the new class or the college years, but they weren't. It's not that it was terrible, just the original was the original.
See, the college one? College one was okay.
That's insane. It wasn't terrible, it just wasn't.
But the new class had 7 series.
Really?
And it had 143 episodes.
I don't even know if I watched it at all, I just know it existed.
The original one had. Series 1 was 16 episodes, 18 episodes, 26 and 26.
Yeah,
and then the college years had 22.
See, just before we go any further, Saved by the Bell was my number 3, by the way. So.
The college years had 22 episodes. So if you include the college years, there were still like 20-odd episodes more in the new class. I can't remember that one.
Me either, to be honest. I know it existed. Especially when I was doing the research, I came across more of it than what I remember.
And then,
I remember in the college years, they took away Kelly and...
Lisa?
No, I think Lisa was the one that stayed. What do you call the other one? Slater's girlfriend.
One with the fuzzy hair?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Whoa. Well, make me look up the cast really quick.
But they had 2 spin-off movies as well. Did you know that?
What was the movies?
So what? At the end of season 4...
They went to the beach. They worked on a beach.
So that was the end of season 4. That was Hawaii style.
Right.
And then... The college years, it got cut short because of the ratings.
It was Jesse, by the way.
Jesse? Would never have got that. Was Michelle a real name?
No, Elizabeth Berkeley.
No, not even close. They done a spin-off movie on the end of the college years because it got cancelled because the ratings went up and then... Just to claim.
I know that at the start in the college years they didn't have Kelly in it. They got Kelly Kapowski in it. And then they brought her into it to try and boost it.
Yeah. Well, the reason that they've done the movie was they get engaged. And the movie is them getting married in Las Vegas because their mommy and daddy don't approve.
So, yeah, I remember that now that you said.
And then the whole cast come back and went to Vegas with them. In the movie, and they all got married.
And obviously, after that, Screech went on to do wrestling and porn, you know.
Big, massive, strong. Always give it to the retards, don't they?
So on talk of Saved by the Bell, I mean, I'll, on the actual video, I'll maybe try and insert the clip here, but they're rebooting Saved by the Bell. But
he sent me that link, and it looked very good.
It's funny because I like the not just replacing the characters. They're did you watch the trailer?
Yeah.
Right, so I'll put the trailer in here, and then we'll talk about it because then people have seen it.
Remember how much fun high school used to be?
You believe that was like 30 years ago?
These kids, they can be sheltered.
You're so hot and popular. You're like Justin Bieber if he wasn't like 100 years old.
And clueless.
Bayside is 99% paperless, so getting your books is kind of a pain in the ass. Oh, it took forever.
Time out. What did that blonde fool just say to me?
It may look like I'm a hot, happy guy.
You're a gym teacher, and I saw you eating soup in your car.
When I was in high school, I constantly used to fight with my best friend over a hot girl.
I was actually your dad, over your mom.
Then I just found another girl that I really liked, and I started hooking up with her instead.
Oh, wait, that was your mom.
So, you can see there that they've moved on from the actual, they haven't recast the same characters. They've actually evolved the story, and it's like, it's the characters' kids, you know? And
yeah.
He's now a gym teacher, whatever he is. And it's just even the stupid joke that it shows you of, I used to fight with my best mate about a girl.
A girl. Like
your mom. And then I ended up going out with another girl who's actually your mom. You know?
It's a continuation. It's not a reboot. You know, it's whenever people say reboot, you think they're recycling.
Gives them opportunity to one make up story, like tell stories, and people can use their imagination to think about how it would happen, and then it gives you a chance to bring those characters back just for cameos. You know, I mean, I'm sure. Can't see Screech being in a lot of it, but I'm sure at one point, if it takes off, he'll probably make a cameo. Or, you know, the guy, what do you call him, Mark Paul Grossler or something, you call him, the guy who played Zach, he had like a really tough career after. He didn't get a lot of work after. He did do a great TV show called, let me see if I can see it, Franklin and Bash. It only run for like 3 years, 4 years, but it was about two lawyers. It was quite good. But he struggled to get work after Saved by the Bell. This is just because he was pretty much typecast, or people always knew him as
Zach.
Mark Morris, you know. And did you see their wee skit on, they done a skit on Saturday Night Live as well?
No, I remember it being, was it about a year or two ago?
It was a couple of years ago,
I remember being about, but I never paid much attention to it.
Do you remember anything in particular from Saved by the Bell?
What did you call the guy in the diner who ran the diner and kept doing all the magic tricks?
So every time they went into that wee diner, he done like a wee magic trick. Let me see if I can see his name here. Was it Max? Was Max? Was it this guy?
Yep, one of my glasses. That's him.
He called him Max. I mean, there was a big enough cast all in this too, but you say that like memorable names more than, I think like Tori Spelling was in it. Crazy.
You know what I found as well, seeing it in a lot of these shows, especially like the Nickelodeon ones, because they were all the same brand, a lot of the characters done like crossover cameos in episodes.
Saved by the Bell was before.
Yeah.
It was Channel 4 originally for us, and then Trouble.
Was a great show, or a great channel.
It was owned by NTL, Virgin Media. a 200, and then they killed it off and created Levin, I think. I know Scott didn't have it, but I think they created Levin. That was a joint number three. That fitted in well. Go ahead, give us your number two then.
I'm just trying to think of something. Remember Screech done a book?
A book? What do you mean?
Right. He wrote a book about his time on Saved by the Bell and stuff.
Right.
And he slandered all the cast. Right?
Right.
And everybody actually come out and says, no, that's not right. And then he came out a couple of years later. He had a ghostwriter, and the ghostwriter just made up stories.
You felt, what do you call him? Dustin Diamond, that's what you call him, isn't it? He was definitely had a few screws loose after, like. Could have been not handling, I don't know where I'm going. Could have been not handling the
Rona.
Coronavirus. Could have been not handling the pressure of, I think it's because he was always, people thought he was actually a nerd, you know.
Like, yeah.
Probably took it quite thick.
Mm-hmm. At the end, typecast almost.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, like, afterwards, I suppose, really, other than Mario Lopez, the guy who played Zach, who was the lead, he obviously, like I said, he struggled. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, the girl that played Kelly. Don't remember her being on anything in particular. The girl that played Lisa. Can't really remember her in anything.
You can't remember her in any movies?
Lisa? Not Jessie, no. Lisa?
Lisa Blackwell?
No.
Oh, come on, Jared.
What movie?
Oh, come on.
What's her name?
Can't remember. It's a stoner movie.
She wasn't in High High, was she?
Correct. That's her.
He's in High High, you're right.
Remember she dressed up as Marlon Monroe? She gets stoned and all with Red Man?
Yeah.
Or is it Method Man? What's Method Man she gets stoned with?
I remember that.
I am so disappointed with you that you did not remember that. Is that my DVD, is it?
Oh, there's a silk. You can't smell the wart.
So, right, we'll move on anyway. See about Bell, great show. Very, very good show.
I'm looking forward to, I'll watch the reboot, I will.
Yeah. But see, the thing is now, see, like, whenever they do reboots and stuff, they don't really give them time. See, if they don't have a good first series, they scrap it. Knight Rider, I love the Knight Rider remake. And I think they scrapped it partway through the series.
A lot of remakes cost a lot of money because they have to pay
royalties.
Royalties and stuff. But one that has lasted, Magnum PI. It's on like its third season of reboot. And it's quite good.
Right, number two. This one. There was two that I was going to choose between. And I didn't pick the other one in the honourable mentions because I was going to mention it here. I'd be very surprised if you ever watched this. And I think people who know me will know why I watch it and why I watched the other one. So, for me, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Are You Afraid of the Dark? That was all.
Do you remember that? Think so?
Is it the one with the toy?
The magic dust over the fire. This story has been approved by the Midnight, by order of the Midnight Society. The part of the dust in the film story. It was between that and Goosebumps. Because you know me, I love all my paranormal shit.
I read Goosebumps books, Shivers books, all that.
Do you know what? We watched the Goosebumps movies there last week, the two of them. They're actually very, very good. I didn't know R.L. Stein sold more books than Stephen King.
Really?
But you think of the amount of books R.L. Stein wrote.
Well, there would have been a lot of Goosebumps books, though.
So, but he says that in the movie. He's like, I sold 450 million books. Because the reference, like, I think it was like a red balloon or something that goes past. And then they reference it. And Jack Black's R.L. Stein says he sold 450 million books. And the kid goes, is that domestic or international? And he goes, international, but still a very good number. But Are You Afraid of the Dark? I picked that one because, remember when I was a kid, I did used to shake myself watching it. That one ran, in, well, three, almost, first series. The first version of it was 91 to 96. And they've done then, they rebooted it in 99 for a series. And then they redone one the end of last year. And they were due to do a second series from February, but obviously with the unprecedented circumstances, they've had to put that on hold. So there's 8 series in total, and they all have 13 episodes. Kind of spooky, isn't it? 13?
Yeah, that was done on purpose.
Correct, Jared. Correct. But at the end of every series, remember Team McKenna's did everything? Whenever whoever was telling the story, sometimes there have been somebody who would have been afraid of something in the story. Like say there was a clown episode. Somebody would have had a clown mask in their bag and they were all talking and he put the clown thing on and they all chased the one person away. And he said, maybe he used to pour the bucket of water over the fire.
Well,
stuff like that.
That's what it used to be. They used to tell the story, finish it and stuff, and then at the end somebody would have come back and poured out the fire, wouldn't they? They'd all would have left. And forgot them. Every episode, they forgot to put it that far.
But I think that was because of the dust. They didn't want to. I think it's like a reference to magic where you have to close. You know, if you open a spell, you have to close the spell.
Right.
And they used to say something at the end of it. So they did. The way they used to say at the start, this story has been approved by the Order of the Midnight Society. Yeah.
What are you hunting for?
They used to say something at the end of it. Oh, here we go. They poured a bucket of water on the fire, and then they used to say at the end, I declare the meeting of the Midnight Society closed. And that was it.
You were close?
But there was one I remember. It was like a ghost in a mirror, and then there was one the wee girl. Ghost, and the three child ghosts used to call another, like a real life child, over to the house and stuff. And just remember, like it was almost like a tornado type, you know, at near the end of it. And yeah, quite scary, Ted.
One that I always remember, I remember it was a Reddit, so I don't know if they made an episode out of it. Was the car drives into the woods for whatever reason, you drive into the woods for, and it breaks down or they stop, and on the news they hear about this story about this murderer who's escaped from prison, but he's easily identifiable because he has a hook for a hand. Blah blah blah. So he goes on, and they hear noises and whatever else, and the car finally starts and they drive off, and when they get out of the car there's a hook on the door.
Do you know this also started on Halloween?
That's what did it. Well, it would have been a good time to capitalize on it, wouldn't it? Halloween. It's Hocus Pocus is on nearly every Halloween. You know, the reason for it is people want to.
Sorry, I said that started in 91. It was 1990. It started.
Right.
But yeah, that and Goosebumps were both good.
They were pop at that time. Like were they around the same, like, coming out around the same time? Must have been, like, that must have been, like, the theme of that time period, you know, or something popular during that time period.
I'll check it here. I actually hope that they bring out a Goosebumps 3, because the way that one ended was really good.
When was the last one done?
Goosebumps ran 95 to 98, so once one finished, the other one started, and then once that Goosebumps started, it picked up again.
Right.
There you go.
We honourable mention that I forgot, by the way, one that it came to me there when we were talking, was Harry and the Hendersons. I only got quickly when it ran. So, did you ever watch it yourself?
I did.
Harry and the Hendersons TV show, when was it? TV show ran from 1991 to 1993. But it was a great show for its time. It had, didn't have a lot of, I think it only had like 13 episodes. No, sorry, there you go, 17 episodes it had in total.
You know what I noticed about a lot of these episodes as well? They're all like half-hour shows.
Yeah.
I think that's part of the success, because they aren't drawing anything out. They're just hitting you with...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's... Remember I was saying earlier on about the new Sabrina? It's quite long.
Yeah.
You cut so much of it out and make it so much snappier, you know?
Yeah.
It would definitely draw you in more, whereas...
I think, though, you have to with kids, because obviously, like, at that age, you know, we're quite young. Kids' attention spans aren't great.
Yeah.
So
here, only because I'm rewatching it right now and listening to podcasts and stuff about it. See, when I done my top, what did we do? Top 8.5 TV shows, did we? Did I have jobs?
What was it?
Did I mention Scrubs?
I think you did, yeah.
I hope.
Are you listening to the podcast on it?
Listening to the podcast and rewatching. Rewatched it all, but I hope it did, because it's fantastic. Have you ever watched Scrubs yourself?
Tried to.
Nah, not get into it. It's honestly, like, it's so funny, and they're like 22-minute episodes, so half hour.
I think it would definitely be up my street, but I just never took the time to invest in it.